Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. The Sacramento Kings have fans yelling, "Light the beam," after every win. That purple beam from atop Golden 1 Center is a rallying cry for the Kings' loyal fan base, who are on pace to break a historic drought that pretty much any team does not want, and dare I say, make it to the playoffs, which hasn't happened in 16 seasons. As of this morning, the Kings are ranked third in the NBA's Western Conference. Denzel Joyce, a rapper known as Young Zell, is one of those loyal fans who paid homage to the team with an anthem. Young Zell joins us now to talk about why he created the song Light the Beam and the reception from fans. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. Let's start off with a little bit of where your passion for the Sacramento Kings. When did it first begin? Where did it start?
Just being a Kings fan. I've been a Kings fan since I was born. So, you know, just loving them through the hard times and the good times. You know, I just love what they do for the city, how they bring everybody together. You know, they play hard. We work hard, you know.
Yeah. What motivated you to become a rapper, and how long have you been doing it?
Honestly, I started rapping because I used to look at my big brother. He used to be a rapper. I've been doing it since I was 7 years old, so I'm 30 now, so it's been a long time.
So when did you decide to converge your musical talent with your love for the Sacramento Kings into this song?
Honestly, I was just watching a game, and I used to do little Kings raps and stuff here and there. I'd do my regular music, and I was like, I've done King songs in the past when I was younger, and I was like, let me do it again. You know, I see the beam, and I was just feeling good after a win, found a beat, and just went to work.
You know, given that you've been a Kings fan for a long time, what does the beam mean to you? Because it really just took off this season.
Yeah, it means a lot, because it's kind of like a you know, it kind of represents the city now. It's like when you go to other cities, they have certain things. Like I went to Pittsburgh because my wife is a Steelers fan. You know, they're known for like their six bridges that they have out there. Different cities has their main thing. Now that Sacramento, we have the beam. It's kind of a tourist attraction. Like when you come to Sacramento, you got to see the beam.
How long did it take for you to put together the song Light the Beam and really go from that concept, that idea, to the release on social media?
It probably took me about 30 minutes to an hour to write and everything. And I recorded it probably a week or two later at my friend's house. And then it went straight to social media within a couple days and it went crazy.
Let's take a listen.
Tell them like the beam now. You can tell them like the beam now. Tell them like the beam, like the beam now. You can tell them like the beam now. Tell them like the beam now. If you reppin' that Kings like the beam now. Sack crowd, make sure everyone knows. Let me tell you how this thing really goes. Yeah, we travel deep. Whether we home or on the road, we lit. You don't want that smoke, we the team of the year. We shaking things over here. Don't doubt, we believe over here. We don't bleed over here. And let me just speak real clear. I only deal with real Kings over here. So tell me what you see now.
All right, what made you choose the beat to rap over?
I just love upbeat sounds, and you know, it's kind of like a Bay Area sound because the Bay Area is kind of like Sacramento's cousin, you know. So I just love to have fun party songs. That's kind of my personality. So I was like, if this song does go somewhere, I want people to hear it and really just want to party and just have listen to it on a regular day basis.
And people have, that's for sure. I mean, you posted it on social media and it went viral. I mean, it's received attention from the New York Times. It has over 250,000 views on Twitter, is making the rounds on Instagram and TikTok. Did you expect this?
No, I did not expect it. You know, you always hope and fingers crossed, but I definitely did not expect this.
How does it feel? What do you think that says about your song and what it means to people who are Sac Kings fans?
And honestly, for me personally, it means the world because, like, especially when I seen the New York Times, I just broke down. You know, like, it's been a dream of mine just to be heard, you know, just for people to be like, oh my gosh, he can rap. He's good, you know, and I've been doing it for so long, and with the support of my family and friends, it's so appreciative. And then, especially to have Kings fans, because everybody knows that knows me knows I'm a diehard Kings fan. So this might mean a little bit more for me, just a little bit more.
What has been the response from your family and your friends?
Oh, nothing but supportive. It honestly, without them, it probably wouldn't have gone as far as it has. You know, they make sure they show people. They post it every day. They got my back. They was like, you deserve this, man. You deserve this. I without them, I couldn't do it.
It's also leading to more opportunities. I believe you're the creator of a new anthem for D'Lo and KC. That's a sports talk program on ESPN 1320. How did that collaboration happen?
Man, honestly, I'm so glad you brought... Without D'Lo and KC, I definitely would not be anywhere there. So they have a thing called Drake Bars. They kind of started the light. Because I stopped rapping for a minute. I kind of just got into regular life. I'm like, well, it's not working. I'm just going to stop. You know, I wrote for myself. And then they have this thing called Drake Bars where, you know, after every Kings win, you do a little rap for the Kings or whatever. And I got on there, and then I got a lot of good feedback. Then I thought of Light the Beam, and they start playing it after every Kings win, and they've always had my back. And they asked me, can you do a intro song? And it was no question, man. Those are my brothers. No question.
Given that the Kings are currently ranked third in the Western Conference, and they got, you know, less than 20 games left of the regular season, do you feel like the Kings are having a special moment right now?
Definitely. Definitely. Well overdue. So it's crazy. Sometimes I'm watching it, I'm like, they are not this good. This is unreal. Like, it doesn't, I'm waiting to wake up. It feels like a dream, but I'm loving it. They're so good. They're playing good. Mike Brown got them playing good. Fox, all-star. Sabonis, all-star. Everybody contributing. It's amazing.
And it's been a minute, right?
Yes.
I mean, the last time the Kings made a playoff appearance was like in 2006. What
yes.
kept your loyalty throughout all these years?
When I'm loyal to something, I'm super loyal. I can't hop bandwagon. I was like, this is my city. I love it. And so seeing them do good was all I ever wanted. You know, no matter what, I always knew that it could have been a 30-year playoff drought. I was still going to be a fan, still make songs for them.
Yeah. Even though this has been the much needed boost to your career as a musician and an artist, do you have any events or performances coming up?
Yeah, I actually do. I have a show called Mini Mansion Live. It's a series I usually do on Instagram and Facebook Live. Usually just go on there with some of my friends, rap a couple songs and performing. People start saying, when are you going to do this in person? So this is going to be my first one. It's live. It's called Mini Mansion Live. It's a donation-based show. So you pay what you want to whatever you think we deserve. That's what you get to get in. And you come watch a performance. I'm going to have myself, Already Kai, Rockstar Rick and Drew V, Rich for Life, hosted by my boy Chizelle, and Spins by DJ D-Wall. So it's going to be fun. My mom going to be there. My dad it's going to be a family event. We're going to have fun.
That's awesome. Given that this song has really just took off, have you received any kind of response from the Sacramento Kings or any of the players?
I have not. I've seen the players. They watched a couple of my stories. So shout out to them. Every time I see it, it feels like goosebumps. It's just even them watching. So I haven't heard nothing directly from the Kings. I'm fingers crossed. I appreciate social media and everything because everybody's pushing, like, we got to get you to perform at halftime or before or after a game or something. So that's a dream. And just know if I get that chance, man, it's going to be everything to me.
That's what I was leading towards. I'm like, I feel like this is prime for you actually performing at Golden One Center and during a Kings game, no less. What would that mean to you?
Oh, it'll mean the world. It'll mean the world. And it's going to be a party. That one song, I'm going to make it feel like a concert. I'm going to make sure everybody's up dancing, kids, older people, everybody, man. It's going to be a good time. And it honestly, like I said, it's everything I'm praying and hoping for.
The energy this season, I mean, it goes well beyond the court. Like, you go to the game and the energy is just palpable. And then it transcends across the city. You have beams at like restaurants and bars and stuff that take part. What does that mean for you as someone who, you know, this is your hometown? You call this place home.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, I'm just walking downtown and walking all over Sacramento and seeing the energy, like you said, and, you know, you're going to places, seeing the Beam drinks, Beam type foods and stuff like that. Like, the energy is infectious. You know, when the team does good, it really shows you how good the city can do. It's giving, you know, small businesses, you know, more income, more revenue. Up and coming artists like me giving us chances to make a song about the Kings and get a little bit of notoriety, you know, so it really helps out everybody.
Young Zell, thank you so much. And I'm so happy that after a pause of rapping, you took it up again and look what came of it.
Yeah, it shows never give up on your dreams. You know, I was close. I was very close. When you do it for so long and nobody's listening, which is fine. You know, you do it for yourself. And then you get to a point where you say, you know what? Give it another shot. Don't give up. You can do anything you want, you know, as long as you put your mind to it and you can always go get what you need.
Well, thank you for putting it together. Young Zell is a Sacramento-based rapper who released Light the Beam. That is a song dedicated to the Sacramento Kings and the lighting of the purple beam after every win. And with that, that's it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Nick Dobis and Victor Corral Martinez, with managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Megan Minata. Insight's technical director and engineer is Mark Jones. Our show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow. But in the meantime, here is Young Zell, Light the Beam. You can tell him, you can tell him, light the beam now. Tell him, light the beam now. You can tell him, light the beam now. Tell him, light the beam, light the beam now. You can tell him, light the beam now. Tell him, light the beam now. If you reppin' that Kings, light the beam now. Sack crowd, make sure everyone knows. Let me tell you how this thing really goes. Yeah, we travel deep. Whether we home on the road, we lit. You don't want that smoke, we the team of the year. We shaking things over here, don't doubt. We believe over here, we don't bleed over here. And let me just speak real clear, I only deal with real kings over here. So tell me what you see now. Coming down the lane off the rebound. It's 9-16 now. Look toward the sky like the beam now. Tell them like the beam, like the beam now. You can tell them like the beam now. Tell them like the beam now. You can tell them like the beam now. Tell them like the beam, like the beam now. You can tell them like the beam now. Tell them like the beam now. If you reppin' that Kings, like the beam now.